Ron Althaus doesn't have a plan for the next big storm. Tropical storm Isaias destroyed or damaged almost $20,000 worth of his property in August. Two cars, a pickup truck, and wood chippers, among other things. He's lived in the same Berks County home for almost 50 years, but he couldn't prepare for a flood bigger than he's ever seen.
Basically, we're seeing more intense rains, and when you get more intense rains, you get more runoff, and you get more flooding, so that more runoff will reach the streams.
The combination of heavier storms and inadequate stormwater management has disrupted the hydraulic cycle of the Delaware River watershed and is pushing local waterways to its limits. It's good afternoon at 4:32. I'm Tom McDonald, WHYY News. When storms intensify and floods increase, it takes a toll on the banks of the region's creeks and streams. Is that erosion something we should worry about? WHYY's Hannah Chin reports.
Some people spend time around local waterways almost every day. They hike, they kayak, they drive over bridges or along streams, and they're noticing erosion all around them, shifting rocks and sediment, exposed roots, and even trees toppled into the water. Here's Kristen Travers, who's in charge of watershed stewardship for the Delaware Nature Society.
Some erosion in streams is totally natural, but it's the degree that we're seeing and the rate of change that's really more alarming.
But what's the difference between normal and alarming erosion? Watershed experts say it's a combination of factors. Urban development, lack of stabilizing trees and shrubs, and even human activity can all contribute to a flood of water that tears local stream banks apart. The solution? Slowing the water down through rain gardens, floodplains, and stream buffers. Hannah Chin, WHYY News.